good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, yesterday, more signs of global economic trouble. Markets were shaken as financial jitters were felt around the world after new data showed the German economy hurtling toward a recession and a slowdown in China. The trouble for the countries indicated how hard they've been hit, says the New York Times, by President Trump's tariffs, and it increased concerns about the U.S. economy. We talked about this and have been talking about this. It's the economy, stupid, and that impacts the election.
Of that, there is no doubt, and Donald Trump must be sweating because it is his one premier boast that the economy is doing well. Whether he deserves the credit or not is anybody's business, but he gets the credit and he gets really vilified when it goes the other way, and it is now going the other way in a very serious fashion. The economists will tell you that there are all kinds of signs about a coming disaster with the economy, and we think that this is now going to happen. So we go down 800 points. That's huge. It is not only the fact that it's 800 points, but it is the constant swings that are dependent on the news cycle. And more, it looks like he doesn't know what he's doing. We do know that he wants to be Donald Tough Guy with the Chinese, but apparently they've had some history of being tough themselves, and they're not about to give in. So this is going on. It's hitting China. It's hitting the United States. It's hitting Great Britain. And this is going to be a disaster if it keeps going this way.
A Fox News poll, Alan, finds the disapproval of President Trump rising to a near record. President Trump's disapproval rating now 56% in a Fox News survey released Wednesday, just 1 point shy of the record high in Fox News polling.
David, 56% is high, as pointed out yesterday by Tim Versalotti, our resident pollster at WAMC from Western New England University. A lot depends on who the opponent for Trump is going to be. We know very well that his approval rating is very high. But now you have to say, okay, if he runs against this one or that one, where is his best chance of winning or losing? It would appear from the polling that younger people have less patience, for example, with Joe Biden than the older population. And the older population tends to vote in much greater numbers than the younger people do. You and I, as college professors, have always known that, David. Getting people out to vote when they're younger is very difficult. So right now, Biden looks like he's in the catbird seat. I'm not making that up. That's what the pollsters are saying. And there will be those people who think that what this country needs is somebody who is quiet at the helm, as opposed to what we've been having. On the other hand, Biden does tend to make mistakes. He makes gaffes. His staff says, oh, that's just Joe. But right now, when people say to me they don't want Biden, I say, okay, who you got? They seldom come up with anybody that they have. A lot of people like Elizabeth Warren. They think she has a terrific mind and terrific solutions, but she doesn't go over well, that well, yet with the larger part of the population in these polls. But she is coming on strong. There's no question about it. So, to many people, the big issue is beating Trump. And if the guy who's going to beat Trump is okay with the middle class and the middle range voter, and that's Joe Biden, then a lot of people are going to support him and have continued to do so.
It's also extending into that very important first state, New Hampshire, Alan, where they're calling it Trump-gret. They're interviewing voters there who voted for Trump, and they're feeling regret over that. 53% in New Hampshire polled don't approve of the president.
Well, you know, he's underwater in most places. Again, it doesn't matter if he doesn't have an opponent who is worthy of taking him to task. It is New Hampshire, of course, which has constitutionally, I'm saying that with quotes around it, which always goes first. Somebody wrote the other day, says, what? Why does New Hampshire have to go first? And I always say, well, because they want to. And they would make their primary the day after the last election if they had to. But New Hampshire is going to count for a great deal.
What do you make of Steve King of Iowa, Alan, opposing all abortions, asking if there would be any population left without rape and incest?
You know, this guy's an idiot. There's no two ways about it. He is extraordinary. The Republicans have turned on him. The Democrats, of course, are making hay with him. I tell you what worries me, David. It's not Steve King, because he is what I just said he is. It's the voters who vote for him. Well, one wonders, how in the world can this continue? But in the same way that Donald Trump makes news and has friends like Duterte and Putin and the rest, there is no explaining the fact that there will be people who will support these people.
From the Washington Post, Alan, autopsy finds broken bones in Jeffrey Epstein's neck, deepening questions around his death. Experts say a broken hyoid bone happens in suicide by hanging, but is more typical in homicide by strangulation.
Well, there are a number of ways to look at the Epstein case. One way is that he was permitted to commit suicide, that they left him alone and he did it. I happen to believe that that's probably the most reasonable scenario. I wonder whether there wasn't some kind of an understanding that to leave him alone would end up in his suicide. We know he had tried before. So Epstein is, of course, going to be a huge case because of the people who he knew and who supported him and who he partied with and who he obviously he had young women around with, and it's just too convenient that he's dead, that's for sure.
Finally, there's this story, Alan. We might apply this to Golly Martha. There is a praying mantis scaring people on the 6 train in New York.
Yeah, well, you know, praying mantises are our most respected bugs. I remember as a kid, the word was out. If you killed a praying mantis, you paid a $50 fine. The worst thing you could find is you came home and the praying mantis was there on your door. One half of him or her was on the screen side and the other half was on the post. And you said, oh, if I open this, I'm going to have to pay $50. The newspaper or the tabloid tried to make something out of it, but it's silliness.
Wouldn't have worked without the picture, I'm afraid.
No.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Always fun. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David. Always fun to talk to you. And we get up early in the morning and we cook the potatoes.
They're already cooked.